Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Chanel Compton, who's Executive Director of the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture and the Banneker Douglas Museum. And Chanel's here today to talk to us about the various things that the commission is doing to make us more aware and appreciative of African American culture. Mm-hmm. So, Chanel, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's an honor to have you because I know that you are busy and you're trying to help folks appreciate things more, and that is a definite positive.
Yes.
So I do welcome you to the show. First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, there may be some, could you tell us a little bit about the commission?
Yeah, Bill. So the commission... we just turned 50 in 2019. The legislation for the commission was led by Verda Freeman Welcome, who was the first African-American woman senator in the nation. She represented Baltimore City. Scholar Benjamin Quarles, who was a student of Carter G. Woodson, built the legislation to 1 year after King's assassination, to really bring the state together to authentically tell a broader Maryland story and how African Americans contributed to the development of Maryland. And so the rationale was, you know, how can you hate someone if you know their history, and how can you feel disempowered if you know you stand on the shoulders of greats. The legislation was passed, and today the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture is really a national model. It's the first ethnic commission in the nation and the only African American state commission to operate a state's museum, as well as a $1 million African American Heritage Preservation Grant.
Another thing for Marylanders to be proud
of. Exactly. And I just want to say one more thing that's really important. Without the commission, over 100 African American heritage sites, from historic schoolhouses, churches, museums, would have either been torn down or suffered major disrepair. So this capital grant is really critical to Maryland preservation.
That is for certain. That is for certain. Folks who have listened to this show before know that you know, I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, the traditional African American settlements have been neglected for so long, and were neglected for so long, that it's really to Maryland's credit that Maryland is stepping up and doing something, because once those folks pass, that heritage is gone.
Yeah, it's like if an elder passes in a community, it's like a library is burnt
down. That's right.
You know, for sure. Right. Yeah.
So how can someone find out more information?
So you can go to africanamerican.maryland.gov. There's more information about the commission. We have our bi-monthly public meetings. The public meetings, goodness gracious, they are literally like African American lectures, symposiums. Like testimonies. Every public meeting, I learned so much because it's really an opportunity to see what the breadth of African American heritage is today throughout Maryland. It's really exciting. So those are held bi-monthly. Those dates are found on our website. Also, you know, the commission operates the Banneker Douglas Museum, which is Maryland State Museum on African American History and Culture. So if you want to learn about African American history and be inspired, this is the first stop in Maryland,
for sure.
Yeah, it's in the heart of Annapolis. It's a beautiful, it's a magical place. It was written that Frederick Douglass spoke there in its historic wing, which was once Mount Moriah Church. Rosa Parks has spoken there, and a slew of other civil rights activists, as well as we have our modern facility that was built in 2006. So it's an incredible museum.
That's great. That's great. Where the Banneker Douglas Museum is, it's between Baltimore and Washington, but an awful lot closer to Baltimore, right?
Yes and no. I mean, it's depending on where you're coming from. Uh-huh. It's close to I would say the same, because I live in Baltimore City. Uh-huh. And actually, when I had resided in Washington, D.C., it was quicker for me to get to Annapolis than where I live in Baltimore City. So it just depends on where you're coming from. But it's close by. Right. Yeah, it's accessible.
Yeah. That's great. Let's talk a little bit more before we get into the museum more.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about the commission. Mm. I know you folks are doing a lot of different things.
Yes. So the commission has a new chair, Reverend Dr. Tamara E. Wilson. And she's just an incredible, I would call her a shero, really. I mean, her vision for the commission is to really be a strong stronger resource uh-huh. to the state of Maryland. So, we're pushing for to get more resources mm-hmm. As far as our African American Heritage Grant and to, you know, develop more partnerships throughout Maryland, such as with other commissions and other state agencies, universities, mm-hmm. To develop, you know, programming throughout the state, especially under this current tremendous theme, the Year of the Woman.
Yeah, the Year of the Woman.
Yeah.
Give us an introduction to that, because
the Year of the Woman.
I'd be willing to bet a number of folks don't know that.
Yeah. So in 2020, Governor Hogan announced 2020 as the Year of the Woman, and that is because this is the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment,
that
which gave women the right to vote in 1920. So there are statewide programming, initiatives, partnerships mm-hmm. to really amplify that theme and to integrate that history with today's topics. So it's an exciting time.
Wonderful. How can someone find out more information about Year of the Woman?
They can actually come to the Banneker Douglas Museum website. We have a current exhibition entitled The Black Vote Mural Project, uh-huh. where we commissioned regional artists to interpret that topic, African Americans and the vote, encompassing the 19th Amendment as well as the 15th Amendment. But honestly, if you went to the governor's website, even if you Google Year of the Woman in Maryland, so many things are coming up because so many people are doing programming around it. It's really exciting. But definitely come to the Banneker Douglas Museum, because this exhibition, Bill, let me tell you, is dynamic. It really is. I mean, the entire, most of the museum is encased with 17 large-scale dynamic murals that interprets these themes from street artists, traditional artists, from youth programs. Mm-hmm. It's such a diverse show, and it's incredible. I don't know how many words I can use to describe it, but it's something to see.
Sounds great. Yeah. It sounds wonderful. You mentioned your partners,
mm-hmm.
and I know you work with the other commissions of various types.
Yes.
Anybody
Name
you
them?
Want to highlight?
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
Thank you. All
so, right. Of course, the Governor's Office of Community Initiatives, which the museum and the commission fall under, uh-huh. The Year of the Woman Commission, the Maryland Lynching Commission, which is a tremendous commission in the state of Maryland, the Morgan State University, Bowie State University, of course, ASALA. You can't discount them, because ASALA's 2020 theme, ASALA is Association for the Study of African American Life and History. They are, I have to say this, they were founded by Carter G. Woodson, who was the father of Black history, who founded Black History Month. And so their 2020 theme, African Americans and the Vote, that's what the commission adopted as their 2020 theme as well. So they're a tremendous partner. Bowie State University, a slew of tremendous African-American artists and scholars, from Ernest Shaw. He's a Baltimore-based muralist who's being featured in our show. and so many others.
Louis Diggs. Baltimore County? He might not be around anymore.
But he should come to the museum.
Louis, give me a shout out.
Yeah.
Have you on the show.
Definitely. And so many others. Sharon Harley, who will be presenting Professor Sharon Harley, who will be presenting on the women's suffrage movement in March, on March 5th.
Find that in Eventbrite or
something. Right. Uh-huh. And then, of course, we have Maryland Humanities, Anne Arundel Arts Council, Prince George's Arts Council. This was really to get these programs off the ground, mm-hmm. to get them funded, to get them activated, to really have strong impact on all Marylanders. It takes a village. It really does. Something that our staff says on a constant is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
Yeah.
So that's all of the programs that we develop in the name of the commission and the museum. It is a collaborative effort, you know.
And
with a lot of heart.
Aside from everything else, that produces a better.
Exactly. Yeah. It does. Yeah. It really does. Yeah.
The lone wolf approach to things does not work.
For sure.
Especially when it comes to a community as complex as the African American community.
Yeah.
And culture in Maryland.
Yeah.
I mean, you folks are bringing together all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And you're unearthing things that and preserving things.
Yeah.
That it's a real blessing and a gift to future Marylanders.
Mm-hmm. It is. Every time, you know, when I speak to folks at the Banneker Douglas Museum Foundation, the Banneker Douglas Museum Foundation, or early commissioners, and even people who I had the opportunity to speak to, the founders of other African American museums, the first thing that they would say, I think, which is paramount, is that why they started these African American museums mm-hmm. was for the future generation.
Right.
It was for young people, mm-hmm. you know, and so mm-hmm. I think that's so powerful, right? Like, you know, they're not thinking about the accolades that creating a museum will bring today. They're thinking about, how am I going to make an impact for the next generation?
Yeah.
Which is incredible.
And after all, should be why we're all here, right?
Hello. Yeah.
It's one thing to do something in the present, but it's quite another thing to do something that also brings a positive for the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Banneker Douglas Museum, you mentioned, was renovated. And what? I know that it has a lot of different exhibits, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So right now, the folks who led the renovation was the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Banneker Douglas Museum Foundation, which was a tremendous effort and an accomplishment. There's two sections of the museum.
Mm-hmm.
There's the historic wing, and then there's the modern wing. The historic wing was built in 1874, which is now Mount Moriah Church. And mm-hmm. we still have exhibitions in that space and programming in that space today. The modern wing was built around 2006, where we have our collections facility, which is tremendous. We actually got an IMLS grant to update our collections facility, which we're really excited about. And also, it houses our permanent exhibit, Deep Roots Rising Waters, which is about the African-American experience in Maryland. So it's a huge facility, but it tells so many different stories.
It certainly sounds wonderful.
It is.
It certainly sounds wonderful. We're getting out of time. Mm-hmm. How can our listeners help?
Yeah.
You need volunteers,
donations? We do. All of that.
What can they do?
So to support the Banneker Douglas Museum via the Banneker Douglas Museum Foundation, which is mm-hmm. a private nonprofit, just go to our website, bdmuseum.maryland.gov, where you'll find more about our exhibitions, ways to donate. We're also looking for volunteers, of course, and mm-hmm. you can contact us, BannekerDouglasMuseum@gmail.com. You can go to the commission's website as well. Definitely attend March 5th. We're selling out, and it's a free program, but we're almost to capacity to the African-American women and the women's suffrage movement lecture by the incomparable Professor Sharon Harley. So, and that will be from 6 to 8 at the Banneker Douglas Museum.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Chanel Compton, who's Executive Director for the Maryland Commission on African American History and Culture, and the Banneker Douglas Museum for being our guest today. Thank you, Chanel.
Thank you, Bill.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Thank you so much.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.